Good morning and welcome to Kirkside Cafe. Chuck Meeker here on a program called Catalatte. It's where catechism meets your favorite breakfast drink. And for me, it's a latte. So hence the program's name, Catalatte. We look now at question and answer number 13 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Can we ourselves make this satisfaction? Certainly not. On the contrary, we daily increase our guilt. And as always, we look at the Catechism in light of the Scripture, because Scripture is our ultimate source in all of faith and life. And we look at Job 9, verses 2 and 3. Truly I know that it is so, but how can man be in the right before God? If one wished to contend with him, one could not answer him once in a thousand times. And then we jump to Job chapter 15, verses 15 and 16. Behold, God puts no trust in his holy ones, and the heavens are not pure in his sight. How much less one who is abominable and corrupt, a man who drinks injustice like water. And then in the New Testament, Matthew 6, verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And finally, Matthew 16:26, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? A penetrating question, no doubt. We cannot make satisfaction. That's what we discussed yesterday, and we will continue to discuss this for the next couple of days as we look to our mediator as the ultimate satisfaction. But look what Job poses as a question. How can a man be in a right before God? Well, he can't. He can't be right before God in his sinful state. Because, dear friends, we are abominable. We are corrupt. We are a stench to our Lord God. And yet, through Christ, we have remission of sins. The Bible speaks of a number of different crossings. We have the crossing of the Red Sea and the crossing of the River Jordan. Incredible feats. And we had Moses and then later Joshua who brought the church of old over these huge water bodies. But there's a greater crossing, and that crossing was created by our sins. It's not crossing over water, it's crossing over a chasm that we could never do, and we could never be led by a Moses or Joshua. And that chasm separates us from the Father, our Father who is holy, and we who are unholy because of our sins, we have this separation. But in Christ, he brings us over this huge, huge chasm created by our sins. And we are now in the presence of a holy and just God. And that is truly amazing, because he has forgiven our sins, and we are made new in Christ.